Well, as Christians, we know that Christ does live in us, but let me be clear, we are not God. I have to read these five verses of Scripture, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. They are some of the most depressing in the Bible, but we're living in the midst of this. But understand this, that in the last days, there will come dangerous times of great stress and trouble. Difficult days that are going to be hard to bear. Can I tell you something? I have empathy for every person alive on the planet today because, to be honest, raising kids in this generation is so much different. I mean, Ben, if you don't need the guidance of the Holy Spirit every day and to be full of the Holy Spirit, to have His wisdom and discerning of spirits, oh my gosh, you need to be discerning about what your kids are doing and what they're watching and where they're going and who they're hanging around with. And boy, do you ever need to not just preach to them, but be an example in front of them. Model the life you want them to live. Did you hear me? Consistently model the life that you want them to live. It's tough out there today. It's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to want to quit and give up. But that's not what God wants us to do. I wrote a book several years ago called Never Give Up, and I had them bring about 400 copies of these. I want you to buy them. I don't want to take them home. And they don't print the hardback anymore, but we do have 400 copies of the paperback. And I just wanted to read you just a couple of stories out of here. Takes time to do everything, but it's worth doing. You're not in a huge hurry anyway, are you? Doesn't really matter since I'm in charge of what's going on up here. I feel so powerful tonight. Okay, listen to this. These are the things we're missing in the world today. What happened to integrity? What happened to keeping your word? And see, this is where we're in danger of just like, well, everybody else does it. No, I don't care what everybody else does. We represent Jesus. So anyway, how many of you are familiar with the JCPenney stores? A poor minister's son from Missouri, James Cash Penney, founded one of America's most successful retail businesses on the simple, timeless values of honesty, integrity, respect, and hard work. What do you need to build a good business? Be honest. Have integrity, work hard, respect, and treat the people that work for you well. In addition to his work as a minister, Penny's father was a farmer. Penny learned to work on the family farm near Hamilton, Missouri. His father wanted to make sure his children understood the value of money, so he made James work to buy his own clothes starting at 8 years old. In 1893, he graduated from high school, hoping to become a lawyer. Instead, he became a salesman at a local dry goods store. Penny soon learned that everyone did not live by the same values he held dear. Other clerks took business away from him, and he had to learn to be more confident, strengthen his sales skills, and stand up for the opportunities that were rightfully his. In the midst of this time of personal and professional growth, Penny's health began to decline. In danger of contracting tuberculosis, his doctor urged him to relocate from Missouri to a drier climate. See, he could have moved here. He ended up in Denver, Colorado, where he found employment in another dry goods store where he worked for Mr. Hale. The industrious and ambitious Mr. Penny soon had enough money saved to start his own business, so he opened a butcher shop. It failed, but not because Penny was a bad businessman. It failed because of his integrity. Penny believed in treating all customers with kindness and respect, and when he refused to grant special treatment to a certain influential customer, the customer used his influence to force Penny out of business. See, sometimes you can do the right thing and just feel like all hell broke out against you. That's a test too. I'm gonna do what's right no matter what, you gotta say to yourself. I'm gonna persist in doing what's right because I'm doing it for God, not for some other reason. Following the closing of the butcher shop, Penny went to work for a chain called the Golden Rule Dry Goods Store. He enjoyed success there and eventually became a partner in the company. While working for the Golden Rule and living in Wyoming, Penny fell in love with Berta Alva Hess and married her. Based on his philosophy of honesty, integrity, respect, Penny's business continued to grow, and soon he opened his own Golden Rule store. He provided quality merchandise at reasonable prices for working class families, developed a reputation for excellent services. He refused to take credit, requiring customers to pay cash for their purchases. The owners of the Golden Rule eventually sold out to Penny, and he changed the chain's name to J.C. Penney Company. Penny moved the company's headquarters to New York in 1914, opened the official J.C. Penney store in Missouri in 1918. Penny had, now I want you to listen, Penny had several personal tragedies. You have to understand that anytime you find a really successful person or somebody who's really doing great things, somewhere along the line, they have developed the ability to go through tragedy and come out on the other side better, not bitter.
Thanks for listening. Go deeper into God's Word with today's offer, The Parables of Jesus, which includes 5 teachings on CD and a study booklet, or purchase everything as a digital download. This package is available now for a donation of $25 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Be a part of changing one precious life. You can help rescue the woman forced into human trafficking, the elderly man who so desperately needs medical attention, the little boy who would otherwise go hungry, or simply give a gift to be used where the need is greatest. You choose the outreach that you'd like to support. Help us continue to share the love of Christ and His message of hope. Contact us right now. Visit joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Tells us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, as we see that day approaching. Devil trying to get us to do just the opposite. Amen. Either we're going to trust God or we're not going to trust God. Either the activities of my life are going to align with what God is doing in my heart, or I ain't going to trust Him. We just sang a song, trust God. Lean not unto your own understanding. Amen. Stop being scared of catching something. Amen. Stomp your foot and run it off. Amen. It ought to be scared of catching you. I said it ought to be scared of confronting you. You have authority. Whatever you bind on the earth, whether seen or unseen, that includes demons, devils, diseases, you bind it, it's bound. You rebuke it, it's rebuked. But see, the devil don't want you to believe, as the scripture has said. Because if you don't, even though you got the river, it's blocked up. Let the river, tell somebody, let the river flow. You need to cast off all that restraint like you were doing here in praise. And I hadn't seen that type of praise in a while. See, there used to be people praising, and just now you felt it, didn't you? Come on, didn't you feel it tonight? Come on, something happened in the spirit realm. People getting free for real in their mind. See, we always been free, but you got to get free in your mind. Amen. God is destroying some shackles. Amen. Opening up some prisons. Now is the time. It's the Kairos time. Amen. Don't miss the day of visitation. Don't miss the day that God visits you. Amen. I'm challenging. I'm inviting. Come on out of there. Come on out. Amen. You're going to find that you step right into a kingdom. Amen. Not made by hands. Amen. A kingdom. The enemy cannot penetrate into a kingdom where God lives. Are the activities of your life aligned with what God is doing in your heart? Are you holding on to what God did back then and resisting what he's doing now? Those are good questions. Now, when we let the river flow, and it's vital that we let the river flow. It's not we make it flow. We let it flow. Let it flow. Get in a position where you let it flow. God will do what he does if we let him. We don't have to work ourselves up on it and just let it flow. The devil don't want it to flow. He want to stop it up. The Philistines want to stop it up with boulders and dirt. You got to dig it out again. Amen. Don't let anybody steal your joy. Come on, tell somebody, don't let anybody steal your joy. There are joy stealers. They will steal your joy. There's newscasters always trying to steal your joy. There are articles written. There's stuff on YouTube trying to steal your joy. Don't let anything steal your joy. With joy do we draw water from the well. Amen. I said with joy. I didn't say happiness. I said joy. Joy is a choice. You choose joy. You don't have to feel it. Choose it. I said you don't have to feel it. Choose it. And then keep on choosing it. After a while, feelings will follow. Feelings will catch up with you. Amen. Now, for the sake of time, they just kind of put this together, what I want you to see. Because in the day of Noah, after God closed the door to the ark and the fountain of the deep was broken up, the fountains of the deep, and the rain started, God began to destroy things. The first thing, now can you imagine the people who didn't know rain, didn't believe in rain, thought Noah was crazy, and were just doing their thing up until Noah entered the ark and the rain came. Now, imagine all these people trying to run to the ark, but the door is shut. God shut it. So, you know, a door God shut, ain't nobody opening it. And banging on the ark, and now the water steady running. Now, you're talking about, we're not talking about a summer shower. We're talking about something worse than hurricane force winds. Because this is the wrath of God. This ain't no storm. This ain't no, you know, category 5, 6 hurricane. No, this is the wrath of God. So you know it's going on. People trying to bang on the ark, trying to get in, and they can't get in. And the water's steady rising. They're getting on stones, getting on top of little houses, getting up in trees, but the water's still rising. Water's still rising. The first thing that water dealt with and destroyed was the flesh. The flesh was the flesh. Amen. The first thing the water, see, what we're to do is allow the river to flow. If the river flows, the water level is going to rise in our life. And the first thing it will deal with concerning us is our flesh. The carnal, natural man that is at enmity against God. That's the first thing that'll go. If you let the river flow. Tell somebody, let the rivers flow.
Let the rivers flow.
it'll deal with the flesh. The next thing was that the hills, the trees, were covered. Hills represent